broadcasting live from the Gwinnett Studio of Business Radio X, located inside Office Suites Plus at Satellite Place in Duluth. It's time for Gwinnett Business Radio. Gwinnett Business Radio spotlights and highlights companies that do business in Gwinnett County and the people who lead them.
And hello again, everybody. I'm Mike Salmon, along with my co-host, Stephen Julian. And Stephen, how do you like the new intro music?
That was fantastic, Mike. I didn't know you could change your voice like that. That's excellent. Yeah. Well done.
A little funky music going on there.
I like that. Were you on bass as well?
I was.
You are a man of many talents.
I am. Thank you for pointing that out. We have a great show, as always, lined up for you this afternoon. Joining us today from Keyworth Bank is Wanda Wieger. From 12 Stone Church is Norwood Davis. And from the Atlanta Tax and Accounting Company, we have Nicholas Attrition. All of them with us this morning, and we're going to start with Wanda. Wanda, first of all, thank you so much for joining us this morning and putting up with us and our sense of humor, which will be very prevalent as we go along in the show today. But you're with Keyworth Bank. Tell us about what you do there, and tell us all about Keyworth.
I am a financial center manager at the Sugarloaf location. And Keyworth was established in 2007, and we are a local community bank headquartered in Johns Creek, Georgia. We have four locations, currently my office, which is on Sugarloaf right across from the Gwinnett Arena. We have our main office, which is in Johns Creek, on Medlock Bridge, our Hainsbridge office in Alpharetta, and then we just opened this summer a lending office in Marietta, and that will soon hopefully morph into a retail location as well.
Now, I noticed that you like to call yourself a community bank.
Right.
What is the, separate yourself from the other banks, and what does a community bank mean?
Well, we are focused on not only building trust among our customers, but we also like to maintain a big community focus by, staying involved with, our local chambers. I'm very active in the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce, and I know our other offices are very active in the Johns Creek Chamber of Commerce. And then we also support a lot of the local nonprofit organizations that are, that mean something, to us, and like to keep that within the community. But we also, we like to get to know our clients, and the things that make us stand apart from other banks is that we're safe and secure, which we're very well capitalized, that's important to us, and it's important for everybody to really, look at where your bank is. And we encourage our current clients, and we encourage, any potential clients to, look up and see, how well your bank's doing. But being, safe and sound is one aspect, but we also, we can sit here and tell you what our, ratios are, but what it boils down to is maintaining that personal relationship with our clients. Know them by name, know their families. So that's really, really important to us.
Wanda, speaking, just kind of delve a little bit deeper into that as a community mm-hmm. bank and talking about relationships. I think that's what that's a buzzword in business. Mm-hmm. Can you give an example of what that looks like? What does that look like with you guys as opposed to some of your worthy competitors out there?
Well, I mean, like I said, when you walk into our office, we're going to call you by name. We make a practice, one of our practices is to personally call all of our clients and wish them a happy birthday. And you would just be amazed how people are like, oh, I can't believe this. I've never had a bank to do this before. We personally get to know them. If they're having a hard time, or if there's been a death in their family, we'll send sympathy cards, we'll send flowers. And that's something, I've been in banking over 25 years, dating myself now, but
you started when you were 10.
I did. Thank you. But and I've worked for the small banks, and I've also worked for the large banks, and it is such a different culture working for a smaller community bank, and it's more fulfilling to me to know that I know my clients, and they feel comfortable walking in to our branch.
as Stephen said, maybe compared to your worthy competitors out there that maybe are bigger banks, you have more of a local feel and that you can make the decisions locally. Talk more about that.
Okay. Yeah. And that is one of our, you know, one of the reasons that set, one of the things that we think set us apart too. We have, our commercial lending is done right here in Georgia. When you meet a commercial lender, which I have two at my location, but when you meet with them, they'll sit down, they'll get to know you and your business. And typically with the larger banks, you know, you type in the client's information, it downloads and it goes to the what we call the people in the sky. And if you don't fit in the box, then it's no, we're not doing this loan. So we make our decisions locally. Every Tuesday we have what we call loan committee, and our executive team, our lenders, and our board of directors meet and discuss each deal and, you know, point out the strengths of each, you know, loan that we're looking at. And that's something that does not occur, I can assure you, in the larger institution. So, you know, that's something that we feel sets us apart from the, you know, larger guys.
Talk, and you touched upon it, but talk some more about the services you offer. I assume, you know, people that come in, if they have just a checking account, you have the debit cards,
right,
all those types of things. So talk about all the products and services that you offer to your clients.
Okay. Well, we offer a full service. On the business side, we have, you know, various business accounts, and we look and tailor those to, you know, the client's needs. Our first service, online internet banking and bill pay. We also offer our clients a remote capture scanning machine, which they can hook up to their computer at their office and make their deposits straight from their office. They never, you know, have to come to the bank if they don't choose to. And, you know, a lot of places will charge a lot of money for that, but we offer that free to our business clients. And, you know, we offer payroll services, courier services, all types of lending, commercial real estate loans. We do owner-occupied and a little bit of investment property, equipment purchases. And we also offer, you know, short-term working lines of credit for capital. We also have a focus on medical and dental practices. So we have someone in each of our offices that are very, you know, up to date on the needs of the medical and dental practices. And then, of course, we have a dedicated SBA lender because SBA is, you know, very important and, you know, helps a lot of clients. And that's on the business side. On the personal side, we still offer a free checking account, which a lot of people, you know, that's non-existent at a lot of the other banks. Our ATM card or debit card, it's free still. And we allow free ATM usage at any bank in the United States. So if you go and there's that little message that pops up that states you're going to be charged $3-$4 to use this machine, then we actually, we don't even pass that along to the client. So
that would save me hundreds of dollars a year. That alone, yeah. Right there would save me a ton of money.
Right. And then we're very, very excited. At the beginning of the year, we're going to be rolling out the mobile banking where you can also take a picture of the check and it downloads right to your account.
And just like in the commercial, so if I take a picture of that tiger, the tiger's not going to show up in your lobby.
I hope not.
Okay.
And Mike, a little bit of lifelong learning for you. Maybe we should have asked her, what don't they do? Because, I mean, you want to talk about a full-service bank.
Yeah, we're out of time. Thank you, Wanda.
I'm sorry. I could go on and on.
Don't apologize for all the things you can do. Wanda, so kind of one of the things I'm hearing is you have the high touch of a community bank that truly gets involved in the lives of your clients, but you also have a vast line of services. I don't want to open the door, and I know you wouldn't necessarily badmouth your competition, but that is, I'm thinking that's a rarity to have a community bank with that amount of services that you guys offer. So let me just ask the question, where is Keyworth going? What's on the horizon for you guys?
Well, we are actively looking to expand. I don't have a lot of details just because of the, you know,
the secret.
But We have looked to, you know, purchase some other institutions. So we are looking to expand, and we do want to grow. But we're very, you know, we're, like I said, with the office that we have in East Cobb, you know, we're very, you know, slow and diligent about, you know, how we want to grow. And, you know, what we do there is we put a commercial team in place, and then once, you know, their portfolio builds, then we, you know, build a retail center around their portfolio. And that's the same thing that happened with my office in Sugarloaf. So, you know, they're very, you know, slow and intent about the growth because, you know, we don't want to, you know, get crazy and, you know,
you got to have that good
bite off more than we could chew.
You got to have that good foundation as you grow.
Exactly.
I like how you talk about it being a community bank, that you kind of almost have that small town feel in a big metropolitan area like this. And you mentioned it's a really all about relationships and the people that you call them on their birthday and things like that.
Right.
So you get to know your customers, and of course, your customers get to know you.
Right.
I want to talk about you for just a quick second.
Okay.
You mentioned in the business 25 years. What do you enjoy most about what you do?
Well, I've always loved being in banking. You know, somebody asked me the other day, you know, how did you get into banking? And it was really, I just started, I was going to work for the summer. And here I am, you know, a lot of summers later. And I'm, you know, and as I've said earlier, I've been with various banks. I've been with the small banks that have been, you know, merged with the larger banks. And I really, really, truly feel that for me personally, that the smaller community bank is, you know, it does what I'm passionate about, and that's, you know, taking care of my clients and making sure that, you know, we're earning their trust and that we're serving their needs.
You mentioned that you started at the age of 10, and you've been in the business for 25 years. I heard that correct, right?
Congratulations.
Yes, by the way.
Thank you.
You've talked about, you know, now you're at the point where, you know, you're about to be able to have people, your customers, take pictures of their checks and deposit it that way. You mm-hmm. now already have the capability where they don't have to even come in to deposit their checks. Talk about how the technology has changed in the 25 years that you've been in the business. I mean, it's just got to be amazing where it was 25 years ago to compare to where it is now and where it's going.
Again, I'm going to date myself when I say this, but when I first started at a small savings and loan a long time ago, we did, you know, the fax wasn't there. So when somebody was at a different branch and wanted to verify signature, we're on the phone describing what the signature looked like, you know, and so then, you know, we've got the faxes that's come into place and, you know, all the technology, the online banking was non-existent, you know, back in the day. So but the technology is where it is right now. So you've got to like grow with the technology, but it's, you know, people never have to set foot in the bank if they don't want to, with the direct deposit, the online banking, you know, and that's their choice if that's the way they choose to bank. But there are still people who walk in, who like to come in, you know. My center, when you walk in, it's very welcoming. We have a fireplace, which is we had to turn on right this morning. But some folks will come in, go over to what we call our customer comfort area, and they're sitting in our chairs, read the paper by the fireplace, and we have coffee and, you know, beverage center. So sometimes they just come in just to visit and, you know, maybe get away from the day-to-day. So, and that's a good feeling when you have somebody that comes in, hey, I just want to come in and say hello. Do you mind if I go over and sit by the fire and read the paper? And that feels good.
And Wanda, one other thing. So as we increase with technology and the opportunity to possibly never step foot in the bank, I would imagine for the foundation of the way you guys have built your business so far, then the challenge is, yet you don't want to lose that relationship. Even if they never physically step foot in the bank, there can still be relationships. So calling on the birthday is one we've kind of latched onto.
Right.
I would imagine one of your challenges as assistant vice president is continuing to build those relationships, even if they never physically step foot in the bank. Is that possible?
It is. Because, we have clients that they might have certificates of deposit with us. And usually if they put those in, it's for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and on up. And sometimes they'll come in when they do the CD, and we don't hear from them again until it matures. And that could be 2-3 years, you know, or so down the line. So we do try to do quarterly follow-ups for those clients and just, you know, hey, this is Wanda. We just want to make sure everything's going okay. You know, if you need anything. And then we also, we do events like this past, well, every year that we've been open, we have a community cookout where we invite all our clients and then people in the community to come. And we had over 200 people show up, and it was, I mean, it was fantastic. Our clients had to come, and, you know, I had a client come up to me and say, you know, the other bank that I bank with, all I ever get from them is junk mail. So, you know, it's a good feeling. And, you know, people were sending us thank you cards. Thank you for having the cookout. It was great. We encourage, you know, that y'all keep doing that. So, you know, we're going to try. As long as I'm at the helm, we'll try to do that.
Saving you hundreds of dollars, Mike, and feeding you, too.
Yes.
I like this bank.
And I'm one of those people that likes to go into the bank. I like to visit my money every once in a while because it gets lonely because there's not a whole lot of money in my account.
Mostly
so.
Coins.
Mostly the hard stuff like that. Wanda, you've talked about all the, you know, we talked about all the things you do for people, and you've mentioned all the services and all the products you offer to small businesses and companies throughout the area. How do you reach out to those companies to get their business? How do you go to market?
Well, we do very little print advertising, and if we do, it's the local advertising, like the App and paper and in the Johns Creek area, and then in Gwinnett County, we do. You know, advertise in the Gwinnett Magazine, which I have to give us a little kudos here. This is our third year that we've been selected as one of the best community banks of Gwinnett County by Gwinnett Magazine. So I had to just put that little plug in. But and then we also advertise in, you know, the Gwinnett Business Journal. But really, you know, I'm in charge of business development.
So
for
you're the one that needs to go out there and help bring some of that business in.
Yes, I do. I go out. I network a lot. With various different networking groups. I even go not door to door when, you know, a new business comes into the area. I'll go and take a welcome package and say, welcome to the neighborhood. My name is Wanda. If you ever need anything. So, you know, just, you know, welcoming them to our community.
I don't know if you noticed earlier, Steve, and I actually gave Wanda a promotion, a battlefield promotion. She's financial center manager and assistant vice president. I called her a vice president.
Way to go, Mike. Yes. Congratulations.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I'm working on that.
talk about, again, your location on Sugarloaf, where you're located, how people can get in touch with you.
We are located on Sugarloaf Parkway, and we are directly across the street from the Gwinnett Arena. We have our website is www.keyworthbank.com. And again, I'm Wanda Weaker. I'm the financial center manager there, and you can reach me at 678-475-5114. That's my direct line. We don't have 800 numbers, so if you call, you're going to talk to me or somebody in our office.
And Wanda's a wonderful person. I've known her for a little while now, and I can vouch for the fact that when you do walk in, they do know your name. Because they, you know, nobody knows my name, but I walked in there like, hey, Mike, how are you? It's like, wow. So
no wonder you get, so you roll around in your money and you people call you by name.
I go roll around in my couple
coins,
dollar bills and coins.
Right.
And
right.
That's, yeah, they love me over there. Wanda, thank you so much for showing up. And
thank you for having me.
Continued success. It sounds like, you know, Keyworth Bank is really, you know, it's growing, but at a small pace, you know, a slow enough pace where it's going to.
Healthy pace.
A healthy pace where it's going to stay that you're still going to always have that small town feel.
I love it.
All right, Wanda, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Joining us also today on Gwinnett Business Radio is Norwood Davis from 12 Stone Church. Welcome, Norwood.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
12 Stone Church, before we get into some questions, I have a lot of questions. I'm familiar with 12 Stone. I think a lot of our listeners probably are very familiar with the church as well. But talk about 12 Stone and what you do there and what you do at 12 Stone.
Yeah, well, 12 Stone Church was founded in 1987 by our founding and senior pastor, Kevin Myers, and his wife Marcia, and four other families, and was actually started real near here at the studio, actually over in the Gwinnett Place area, Gwinnett Place Mall. It was actually the theater there is where it started, and moved to Lawrenceville a number of years later in a rented jazzercise facility, and then moved to its first property over off of Collins Hill Road in 1993. 1998, we built our Edwards campus off of Buford Drive, and then in 2008, we moved into our current central campus location right there on Buford Drive. And along the way, we've built a number of other campuses and grown the congregation just a little bit. But my role there is I'm the chief financial officer for 12 Stone Church. I oversee finance, IT, HR, marketing and our legal initiatives facilities, all the business aspects that are required to make a church operate.
I think it's amazing when you talk about the churches today because, and I'm dating my, since we're all dating ourselves today, I'll date myself too, but when we grew up in the church that our parents went to, you thought of the priest or the pastor or the rabbi, depending where you went. But today churches have CEOs and they have CFOs and COOs, and it's become more of a business. And I guess to be successful and to grow, you have to run it in that capacity. Would that be a fair statement?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, but the reality is even back in the Old Testament, I mean, you look at the book of Numbers, and it's all about numbers and how God had the Israelites record the numbers. And even back then, there were administrative and business aspects of the church. And today we have that as well. I mean, we were just talking about technology and how it's changed the banking industry. And technology has hugely affected church and how church is done. We actually have an internet campus where people can connect online throughout the week and participate in one of our services via the internet. We've had people as far away as Dubai connect into one of those services.
Well, 12 Stone, I understand, is one of the nation's largest churches as far as membership. What is it that stands you apart, makes you unique?
Yeah, I think one of the things that is really the principal founding focus of 12 Stone and what our true mission is to reach those people who currently aren't in church. In Gwinnett County, we have a little over 800,000 people in church. Best we can tell, the demographer census data, only about 46% of those people are actively engaged in a local church. That leaves 54% of the population, or over 400,000 people, that are not actively involved in a local congregation. Well, that's a huge marketplace. And so our focus is not to take members from First Baptist or First Methodist or First Lutheran or First Presbyterian, but it's really to go after those 400,000 people who aren't connected into a local church. So everything that we do, from the design of our facility to the design of our programs, to the way we use technology, the way we use video and music, everything that we do is targeted towards those people who aren't familiar with church. They haven't been church members for all of their life. They're not familiar with what does a traditional church look like.
And even though, and that is your marketplace, but obviously, and you are the CFO, but obviously, working for a church, that's not a marketplace to derive profit from. So once you reach that marketplace, what is the purpose of why you're reaching them? What are you trying to accomplish in the marketplace?
Yeah, well, our mission is we exist to inspire life, share life, and give life, because Jesus said, "I've come that they may have life and have it to the full." And so we really focus on what does it mean to inspire life. You know, today there are so many ways and challenges that people have, from their businesses to their families to the marriage, and sometimes people just get beat up on the road of life, and we exist to help inspire life in people and ultimately to connect in a personal relationship with God. We share life. We want to develop community, and we do that through small group. We do that through serving ministries in the church where people can connect in authentic relationships day to day. And then third, we give life, and we believe that God created us to give ourselves away. And as we look to model ourselves after Christ, when he was here in his public ministry, he gave himself away to the poor, the sick, the immigrant, the oppressed, to his disciples, to people all throughout his community. And we want to be that same kind of force for good here in Gwinnett County, to give ourselves away.
We talked about technology a little bit in the banking business with Juan, and I'm just fascinated with technology and where it is today and where it's going. And for those that may not be familiar, maybe you can help explain, because I'm not really sure how this works either. But if you go to the main campus and you know, go to the 11 o'clock service Sunday, you see it there live. You see the pastor there and everything happens there. But if you go to the satellite campuses, are you watching the same thing on video, or are you getting your own different sermon over there?
No, it's actually the same thing that's happening. Now, at our satellite campuses, we have one at Hamilton Mill, Flowery Branch. We also have one here in Sugarloaf.
And are you breaking ground on another one soon?
We are. Well, we're breaking ground on the one in Sugarloaf. We're temporarily meeting in Peachtree Ridge High School right now for our Sugarloaf campus. And then we've just broken ground on what will be our permanent permanent location. But at the satellite campuses, how that works is each satellite campus will have their own live campus pastor that will welcome the congregation. They'll have their own live musicians for the music part of it, and so they'll experience all of that live. Then we leverage technology to bring in the teaching, the central message. So whoever's speaking at Central will be broadcast to those other campuses so that we're one church with one message. We just have many locations.
I think the thing that's amazing to me when I go to church these days compared to when we were young is I used to sit on the hard pews and it was just not comfortable. You go in today, it's like a theater setting. I mean, the soft, comfortable chairs. The one in Lawrenceville, the campus there, has a Starbucks.
Right, yeah, we do.
Inside.
Well, you know, those hard pews are good for my lower back problems, Mike. So, you know, I guess to each his own, right? Yeah. But I was going to that was a bad joke, sorry. It flopped miserably. Norwood, I was going to ask
I'm taking away your title of resident comedian. You've lost it.
Resident loser. Norwood, you're CFO, but I also heard you talk about IT. You're wearing a lot of hats.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about just kind of the team of 12 Stone, both on staff and maybe volunteer. You know, what does it take to reach these needs and reach the community?
Sure. We have our headcount is a little over 100 people. Just to put that in perspective, most churches our size, when I say our size, north of 10,000 sustained weekly attendance of over 10,000. Most churches that size, their personnel budget is anywhere between 50% to 55% of weekly offerings. Ours is 38%. One of the reasons we're able to have that low is because we leverage through the multi-campus structure that we have, and so we have less financial people, less IT people, because those are all shared resources. So that's one way we do that. What that allows us to do is give away to the community. So what we do is we take the first 10% from every week's offering, and we give it away locally and around the world to other organizations, and that makes us pretty unique. With regard to how the church functions and works, you're absolutely right. It takes a huge number of volunteers. Each weekend, we have over 1,000 volunteers who are working to produce the 10 to 12 services that we have on a typical weekend across our four campuses. Everything from ushers, greeters, parking, attendants, to folks who are serving coffee, to folks who are serving our children and our youth in those age-appropriate environments. So it is a significant undertaking each and every week, but you know, it's all built around leadership and equipping and empowering people to do the ministry. You know, Paul wrote that, you know, the work of the minister is to equip the people in the congregation. And so we have a strong leadership culture at 12 Stone where we spend a significant amount of time and energy developing people to lead and then empowering them to lead in the church and in their community.
We are talking with Norwood Davis, the Chief Financial Officer with 12 Stone Church. Norwood, I know you've been very involved with Leadership Gwinnett, with the Gwinnett Chamber of Commerce. Why do you feel, as a church leader, it's important to be involved in the business community?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Well, you know, when we look at the life of Christ, he spent more time in the marketplace than he did teaching in the synagogues. And he spent time engaging where people worked, lived, and played. And we believe that's important to follow his example. And so many churches spend a significant amount of energy trying to get people to come to them. We made a decision a number of years ago, we're going to find out where people are and we're going to go to them. And one of the expressions of that is my involvement with the Chamber of Commerce. We have a lot of other expressions of that and a lot of people other doing different kinds of roles, but we want to go find out where people are already gathering and trying to engage them there, serve them in their community, serve them in their context and engage. And so that's why I'm involved.
And it also speaks to your mission statement of inspiring and sharing your life and giving your life rather than just staying in your building and say, you come here. Let's just take this small example of you being on the air with us today. Instead of you putting all the energy into creating your own show, you're willing to come in here and sit with business leaders and share life with us and talk about what you do. So and in those relationships and in the when you go to them, what are you trying to accomplish? Because you're not there to necessarily you know, build your business. So what are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to do in those relationships with the chamber?
Yeah, simply we're just trying to add value to other people. When you look at the life of Christ, he gave himself away. Mm-hmm. He gave himself to other people to improve their life. He did that spiritually. He did it emotionally. He did it to meet their physical needs. And when we look through Scripture and we see all of those. And when we go into those kinds of environments, whether it's myself in the business community or some of our other folks in youth recreation leagues or Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, or whatever ways we can serve the community, we want to give ourselves away to make people's lives better. And we found out, you know, when we do that, people are attracted to people who give themselves away, just like people were attracted to Christ when he was on earth.
You've talked about breaking ground on the new location for the satellite location. Obviously, you guys have grown rapidly over the last couple of years. What are some other goals over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years for 12 Stone?
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Well, we are. We've just broke ground on the Sugarloaf campus and the John Maxwell Leadership Center. We're really excited about that. It's going to include a 40,000-square-foot church campus for Sugarloaf community. But it's also going to include a 25,000 leadership center that's going to be focused on developing next-generation church leaders, leveraging the content of John Maxwell and content that we've developed ourselves and how church leaders can be successful. We're going to bring about 25 to 30 interns in for two-year rotations, and we're really excited about that. Beyond that, we're expecting to break ground on our Hamilton Mill, an expansion of our Hamilton Mill campus in the first quarter of 2013, and even just yesterday I was out scouting for the next multi-campus site beyond that. And so we're excited about what the future holds. We're excited about what's happening in Gwinnett, and we're just honored and privileged to be able to be a part of it.
And what is the best way for folks that want to find out more about 12 Stone?
Yeah, well, a number of ways. One, you can hit our website, www.12stone.com. You can follow us on Twitter at 12stone. You can also give us a ring. Our number is 678-990-8100.
All right. Appreciate you coming in so much and talking all about 12 Stone.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Norwood.
Yep.
All right. Norwood Davis from 12 Stone Church. Joining us also now on Gwinnett Business Radio is Nicholas Trishan. He is a CPA with Atlanta Tax and Accounting. Good morning, Nicholas. Tell us all about your company and what you do.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show. I've been in the business since 2001, providing tax, accounting, and payroll services. We primarily specialize on small and startup businesses up to 10 employees, and also the individual returns that come with it. Some industries that we target are restaurant and retail, personal and professional services, real estate investors and landlords, car dealers and car repair facilities, online businesses and web developers. And many small businesses that work from home.
What do you enjoy most about what you do every day? Were you always a numbers guy? I would think as a little kid you'd have
That's the second numbers reference we've had here, one from the Bible and now one talking about tax.
We cover it all.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of people consider the accountant job is mathematics and numbers and boring kind of job. It is not true at all. It's working with people. First of all, you know, that's very important to understand the people's needs and learn about their lives. That's the best way to save them on their taxes and have improved value of their financials and.
Nicholas, if I'm a business owner and I have never sat down with a CPA before, I'm looking to start a business, can you give me the top 3 to 5 pieces of advice that you want to make sure every small business owner knows before they take that plunge and really officially start?
Yes, definitely. Well, one thing that we do for small businesses, we provide them the business advice before they start. When you trying to open the business, come to us first before you cash out that 401k money or before you or buy a franchise or open that new location. Because we work with all kind of businesses and we know which businesses work and which businesses don't, and we can really help you kind of give you the initial ideas of how to start and which business to buy if you buy in a business.
You mentioned you work with small companies and companies and you help them with their taxes because people can save a lot of money on taxes if they know what they're doing. How about individuals? Can you help individuals when it comes to their tax needs as well?
Yes, absolutely. We work with a lot of individuals. Some things that, and I'll tell you, a lot of people resort to free online filings these days. More and more we see that. But I'll tell you, there's no simple returns out there pretty much unless you have one job and nothing else. We have a lot of people who come to us that have the itemized deductions. They trade stock. They have small side businesses that will be filing a Schedule C. They may have rental property. They have dependents, homes, assets to manage, and the older you get, the more of those things that you have in your life. So it's the more value that we can add to you by using our services.
Have you ever tried to do taxes on your own, Stephen?
Yes, and then I woke up 2 weeks later from a groggy sleep because I failed miserably.
And that's when you reach out to someone like
There's
Nicholas and say...
There's a theme going on in this show, Mike, about my failures. I don't like it. We need to change.
Each week, it's something different.
Yeah, thanks.
By the way, have you caught up on the Christmas gift shopping that you promised about last week?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, so you're on the good side of your wife now.
Yes, I am. Absolutely. Okay. Let's get back to Nicholas.
Sorry, Nicholas. We go off on a tangent every once in a while. Obviously, there's a lot of accountants out there. There's a lot of CPAs out there that want everybody's business. What makes you unique? What makes you different?
Well, the number one is the response time. We have a lot of people run away from other CPA firms and turn to us because we really provide a 24-hour response time to our current clients no matter what. We answer the phone throughout the year. We respond the emails and the requests very quickly, and the people are impressed by that. We learn things about the clients. We really take time to understand their needs and learn their lives, and that will help us to manage their financials better and do the saving on those tax breaks. Flat fee approach is our way to charge the client for services. Is we basically, you really have, you know what your fee is going to be up front before any services are performed. There's no surprises, and that is not true with many other CPA services. You kind of, you just learn about the bill as you go, or, you know, at the end when you pick up your work. And we act as a business advisor with many small businesses. Not only we do the accounting and taxes, we help the businesses to grow and succeed. And that's a benefit us as well, because if they grow from one employee to 10 employees, then we potentially can provide more services to that business. So we're really interested in that, taking that business off the ground and growing it.
Nicholas, if I can ask you a little bit of a timely question, we're approaching the end of the year. Two words on everybody's lips, at least with me and my business and my clients, is fiscal cliff. As a tax advisor heading into the new year, you know, we're kind of finishing up 2012, heading into 2013. What advice would you give? And you can choose whether you want to do it for your individual clients, your business owner clients, or both. What kind of advice are you giving people today that's very specific, considering all the talk that's going on in the market?
Okay, well, definitely, in December is the best time to do the kind of the year end tax planning and take some actions to help you save on taxes. Maybe buying that a new asset for your business if you were planning to purchase it, and it's good. It's still the 179, the Section 179. deduction is still out there that you can take advantage of. A lot of people contributing to charities in December. That's a way to boost your itemized deduction. If you made money on the stock and it may be a good time to cash out that stock, sell it, because we anticipate a higher tax rate in 2013 and on forward. The foreclosures and short sales have a one-time kind of exemption for forgiveness of income that has been in place since 2007 for the last 5 years. That provision is expiring the end of this year. So if for the people who strategically plan to foreclose on short sale their property, they will owe tax on the forgiven amount of income after December 31st.
So that was a great question, because in December, there's a lot of things that people can do to save money, make money, or so forth.
Well, and given the real estate, now we know why Norwood was out yesterday looking for some property, and I noticed he perked up a little bit year-end charitable giving.
So, exactly.
Maybe we should give that website one more time.
www.12stone.com.
He's not only the CFO, he's a marketing manager as well. He jumps in whenever you gave him the opening, and he took it. Nicholas, one last question, I guess, is businesses out there. If you're, say I own a business and I'm growing my business, how do I know if I need a CPA or an accountant? I'm thinking, you know, I can do it myself. What would you say to that person? I mean, does it cost for them to just to make a phone call and talk to you and get a consultation?
Well, we provide a free initial consultation to small businesses. It doesn't cost anything to sit down and talk to us. In many small businesses, we understand that they cannot afford, a large tax bill from an accountant or CPA, and a lot of things they do on their own, and we understand and respect that, and we help them to do that. But at the certain times, it is really wise to use the services of the CPA. Number one, it would be for filing taxes. Number two, to start in the business and create the year-end financials. For the individuals, it's a life event that would trigger the individuals to use the CPA. It can be, life events such as a marriage, divorce, leaving your job, cashing out your 401k, buying a home, foreclosing on the home, investing in a real property, actively trading stock, or starting a business.
Nicholas, one just quick follow-up question I want to ask you, maybe if you've got a couple of examples, but he said something at the very beginning of this interview that I think is huge. The 24-hour response, in your universe of worthy competitors, the 24-hour response is normally for somebody in the front of the store or, you know, somebody under a big national label that really they just do a 1040 easy kind of thing. 24-hour response is huge with personalized service. That's a very big value-added proposition to you. And you said something. I just want you to expand on it a little bit. You literally have people, and I think you said it half as a joke, but it's probably half serious, people running to you. Because can you give examples of people who don't get that kind of response from the high level of service and the high level of advice that you're giving? Is there an industry average of somebody who leaves a message for their CPA in a big firm? You know, what's the average response time? And I don't want you to, you know, downgrade your competition, but that is very unique. I mean, speak to that just a little bit more. I mean, that not many people do that in your line of work. Is that correct?
That is correct. A lot of CPA firms out there they take on too much work and too many clients, and they're not able to handle the timely response. A lot of people out there, firms out there, they also hire seasonal people that work only through the tax season, which is January, February to April, and they don't have any staff whatsoever to handle the tax requests after that. My practice is small, I try to, even though that I take on the new clients, I really take time and to manage them properly, and take time to timely respond to their matters. So I say, yeah, that's a great benefit of my practice that a lot of the firms don't have. I have people who you know complain, oh, I haven't heard the CPA for the last 2 weeks, or I, you know, my CPA went on vacation, never got back to me, things like that.
So Mike, after you go to Keyworth Bank and roll around with your, you know, roll of coins that you have,
yeah,
and you need help with your taxes on that.
I need counting the pennies. I can call Nicholas.
Absolutely. Well, first you go back to church.
To church and pray for some more money.
That's right. And get a, that's another off topic. We'll have to do that off the air. But you get your cup of Starbucks and enjoy a nice worship service. And then you call and get a 24-hour response. Man, we got it all in this room.
Yeah, and don't forget to deduct that charitable deduction that you made while you were at church.
12stone.com.
Yeah. It's amazing how we can bring a church, a bank, and a CPA together. And it all intertwines.
Only you can do that, Mike.
Exactly.
Only Gwinnett Business Radio.
Nicholas Trishan from Atlanta Tax and Accounting. You're the owner and CPA. Best way for folks to reach out to you if they're interested in your business.
Okay. Our website is cpataxation.com. We actually have some really nice videos on the site that can benefit you, and you can kind of see the firsthand what we do and how we do it. Phone number is 404-585-1040.
Thank you so much, Nicholas. And Norwood Davis from 12 Stone Church. Again, your contact information?
Norwood Davis, norwood.davis at 12stone.com, 678-990-8100.
And the website again, even though we already heard it twice?
12stone.com.
Right. And Wanda Wieger from Keyworth Bank. I knew I was going to say that.
It's okay.
Keyworth Bank. Well, you got 12 Stone and Keyworth, and you knew I was going to say Keystone or 12 Worth at some point. Only
and
I,
you did.
And I did. Congratulations to me. Can we edit this out? Wanda, your contact information for your bank.
It's 678-475-5114 is my direct line. And our web address is www.keyworthbank.com.
Any parting shots for you, Stephen?
No.
Thank you.
Except, well, I will say
a rare moment.
I'm gonna do a quick little marketing for Nicholas. I love his phone number, 404-585-1040. The CPA. Well done, Nicholas.
Well done. Thanks to everybody for joining us today. A reminder that Gwinnett Business Radio airs brand new live shows every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10. And that our program can be heard several times a day, not only on the Gwinnett station, but on all of the Business Radio X stations throughout Atlanta. Of course, you can listen to any of our programs anytime, 24/7, by logging on to businessradiox.com. For Steve and Julian, this is Mike Salmon. We'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.